And now, ladies and gentlemen, if we can have, please, a little bit of reverence and a little bit of respect. It's the funeral service of Frankie the Lion. If you have anything black to put on, well, please put it on now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Kay reporting through the facilities of Radio London's new service. With the express permission of parents and living relatives, we interrupt our normal program to bring you live recordings of the funeral service conducted aboard the MV Galaxy at 2 p.m. on this Friday, June the 2nd, 1967. It is only fitting and proper that we should present this broadcast tribute to such a distinguished visitor to our ship who tragically met an accidental death at the negligent hands of staff announcer Chuck Blair. Yes, Frankie the Fly's body has been committed to the deep. The pallbearers were Keith Skews, Pete Drummond, Tony Brandon, Willie Walker, Armani Hawkins, and Professor Russell Tollefield. Your reporter could see the greens and browns and yellows of the pallbearers' uniforms fluttering in a brisk North Sea breeze that lightened for a moment as though the elements themselves were paying homage to Frankie the Fly's final public appearance. The whisper of mighty diesel generators mingled with the heart-rending sobs of Frankie's friend and confidant, Sally Swainson, whose grief was evident for all to see. The ceremony commenced with the dramatic six-gun salute that is the tradition of services of this magnitude. Regrettably, salt water had affected most of the ammunition reserved for these occasions. However, a bill for 18 shillings has already been received from a greenhouse manufacturer in Walton-on-the-Naze. Frankie would have liked that. Further tribute was paid to Frankie by those who had fought with him, members of his own squadron who flew in a funeral flypast. Frankie the Fly's comrades in arms had done homage to their very own personal hero. Fellow flies who had made countless sorties, exchanged jokes of unique obscenity in the mess on hundreds of occasions, had paid their last respects. But the service would never, could never be complete without music. For Frankie the Fly was a lover of music from the tips of his wings to the end of his dying days. Members of the faithful Fly Ensemble performed this traditional hymn. Radio London listeners are respectfully invited to join in, if they wish. As Frankie would himself have wished, Frankie's favorite song was sung by his two beloved cousins, Daisy Fly and Francesca Fly. After the performance, these cousins became once removed. Following a brief and unintelligible prayer from the ship's captain, a respectful pause, reminiscent of a disc jockey burning up the North Sea, the body of Frankie the Fly slid slowly down the ramp and was forever committed to the deep. We now invite all Radio London listeners, wherever they may be, to join the announcing staff, the cooks, the engineers, the officers and men of the MV Galaxy in a final farewell to Frankie the Fly. Chuck Blair's final comments were heard to be,
"Bye, bye, bye, Frankie. I'm sorry."
Bye.
This has been a broadcast tribute to Frankie the Fly. This is Paul Kay on behalf of the new service returning listeners to the studio.
Oh, I don't know whether I can introduce this next record. I really don't, because it was such a moving service, wasn't it?
Oh dear, I...